What kid hasn't wondered at one time or another what makes things fly? The science of aerodynamics has fascinated many of us growing up with our bottle rockets, model and remote-controlled aircraft, and now drones. For some, it's a fascination that never goes away. The Maui Science Center's Launch Lab gives kids and their parents a chance to design and build an aircraft tested in a wind tunnel. Science Center Director Rima Murta is bringing it to Kihei Maui's library this weekend, and she's on the line. Good morning, Rima.
Aloha, Chris.
This is a great idea. How'd you come up with this?
Oh, thank you so much. Maui Science Center is bringing activities for learners of all ages to inspire curiosity. Mm-hmm. And Launch Lab is actually borrowed from other science centers on the mainland. They have this amazing exhibit called Wind Tubes.
Yeah.
And we had our volunteers who helped us build it. And we had a couple events already where we brought our wind tubes and let the visitors test it. And it was a great success.
What is a wind tube? I'm trying to visualize what a wind tube is. Right?
Wind tube is basically a table with the hole cut up in the middle. And the fan is upside down, blowing up.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of the table, there's a tall tubes attached to it. So when you build a paper sculpture or parachute with the recycled materials, you get to test it by basically inserting the sculpture in the tube and see how it flies.
So you kind of basically learn how lift works and how things are kept up in the air, yeah?
Yeah, lift, drag, everything that comes with the aerodynamics.
And the whole complex of things that you have to keep in mind in aerodynamics to fly any kind of aircraft is it's quite a list, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And this activity is what's interesting. We don't provide much instruction for the activities.
Uh-huh.
We let visitors use their own analytical skills to figure out how it flies or what's going on inside the wind tube. So it's pretty engaging activity.
So you just kind of provide materials and say, go ahead and use these to make something that you think will fly, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And last time we had this event in fall, we were blown away by the designs that children and their parents came up with. It was simply amazing.
Designs that you mean sort of parachute-like designs or?
Yeah, anything. What we bring common recycled materials like paper cups and strings, paper clips, and some paper foils, plastic bags. And, yes, literally, they come up with, it's not just parachutes. It's it's really engineering creations at its best.
It sounds like, in a way, of engineering in its purest form, where you just get some materials and you have a goal and you just sort of figure it out, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was,
and possibilities are endless.
Well, it also gets to kind of what is the essence of learning, right? Do you either present all this information or do you just sort of say, here, figure it out? It sounds like this is the second of those options.
Correct. That's exactly what we do. We do have educators who comes to facilitate the activities. So there is some learning involved, and we provide educational posters where if the visitors desire, they can learn more about the aerodynamics and science behind the activity. But for the most part, yes, it's freestyle engineering event.
Well, just the idea of using, when I first was reading about this, I assumed that there'd be far more sophisticated materials involved than, paper towel rolls and pipe cleaners. But the idea, that's part of the whole idea, isn't it, to use things that are readily available?
Yes, absolutely. We would like to inspire this activity so any visitor or participant can go back home and find all the materials and try to recreate the activities by simply turning the fan, facing it up, and try to fly something over Then last time we had sales car, where you just put the fan on the floor or on the table, and you try to build a sail, attach it to any general matchbox car.
Sure.
And try to roll it and see how far it would go.
The same, a lot of the same principles would apply to sailing as well, wouldn't they?
Yes. Similar, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. You're also going to build roller coasters? Is that a separate activity?
We have our new exhibit is being built by Maui Makers, and it's basically a pegboard. And again, we get to use common materials like paper rolls. Paper towel rolls or PVC pipes and some pegs and common material anyway. And we try to build a roller coaster or marble run, as you would call. Again, it's pretty engaging and exciting.
Sounds
I guess
like
the
fun.
Important part of this activity is that without even realizing, visitors, they start working in groups. Strangers, they don't know each other, but they start working in groups, collaborating, and try to solve problem or come up with a new idea.
That's where
or maybe borrowing ideas from each other.
That's where the real education comes in. Thanks so much for talking with us, Rima.
Thank you for having us.
Rima Murta is the director of the Maui Science Center, and their launch lab is at the Kihei Public Library this Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to noon, suggested for ages 7 to 107. And materials are provided, but recycled materials like paper towel rolls, unused pipe cleaners, paper cups, and aluminum foil would be most welcome.